sorry, Carla.
459, request of Robert McCullough to address council regarding Washington High School Southeast Community Center.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor. Good morning, Commissioners. It's a pleasure to see you today. Please do not quit. I believe I voted for each one of you, though I've not always agreed with each one of you. Mayor, sometimes the mayor provides another minute or so for a recognized civic organization like Southeast Uplift. As I listened to Dr. Pault, I hope I said that right, I was hoping you might grant me 1 minute to comment on her words.
Please.
Thank you. Dr. Pault said, you'll be hearing from industry experts and representatives opposing the adoption of renewables. I am actually a bona fide expert on this issue. A report on that was provided throughout the region, published in, I think, 50 different papers and articles on the dramatic reduction in the cost of renewables. Over the last 5 years, the cost of renewables have gone down 50%. They're now cheaper than our nuclear plant. They're cheaper than large baseload units. There's nothing magic about it. This was simply technology. We've made enough of them. We've gotten good at it. They're cheap. They're safe. They're easy to install. And as Dr. Pault said, so much better than I did. We're going to be living here, and our children will be. So please give her words all the attention you can, because I think she's right.
Thank you, sir.
I'm now changing my hat to Southeast Uplift, and I'll be very brief.
Thank you.
Many years ago, Hugh Smith, senior partner over at Stoley Boley, brilliant, wonderful lobbyist, mainly on the federal side, said, if you keep talking long enough, people will give in just to stop having to listen to you. As you know, we've been working on the Washington High School Southeast Community Center for many, many years, and we have absolutely nagged you to death. I apologize for this, but it's an important issue. Council Clerk, would you put up my one slide? So this is the community center we don't have. And I put it up simply to shame you a little bit. All of you have endorsed the concept at one point or another. I was not in any meetings with Commissioner Udalli on it, but I presume this is the sort of thing you'd like to see for our city. Where I am on this is our last chance to talk to you before the time runs out on our first right of refusal on 1.3 acres that we would like to keep open. Earlier last week, I was in a boardroom high above Vancouver, British Columbia, with Shell executives and the head of an Indian group. Robert Dennis, the secretary of the Huayat tribe, looked at the executives and said, I don't like excuses. I thought actually about asking him to fly down and give this speech for me. We have a lot of excuses why we haven't moved forward. They're good excuses. Mayor, you explained you didn't have $10 million. I know that. I sit on the appropriate committees. But we've also been told lawsuits. We have answers to the lawsuits. Contract issues. We don't have to pay all the money up front. There are solutions to this. So one last time, I would beg you, consider calling the school district and saying, we have 200,000 neighbors who want to save this land. Will you negotiate with us? We have solutions. We have money, actually. And what we need is a chance. Now, I don't expect to win this argument, and I will respect you no less if I lose. But I do warn you that I'm very boring, and you have to put up with me for years to come, because we need this place for our kids, for our older folks, for our families. And we don't have it. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.